He was certainly right, Paul. It's a magnificent view.
Yes.
Just look at those lights and the desert. Darling, it's terribly romantic.
Now, don't start going all Ethel M. Dell.
I shall read The Way of an Eagle all over again. No, but seriously, you know, Miss Fraser was right about this place. About Cairo, I mean. She said that in spite of all... What are you staring at?
The man with the moustache. The old boy with the walking stick. I've seen him before, darling. By Timothy. Steve, it's Marquand. Stay here, Steve.
But, darling...
No, I shan't be a minute. Stay here, darling. Good evening, Colonel Marquand.
I beg your pardon?
I said, good evening, Colonel Marquand.
You have the advantage of me, sir. My name is Whiteman.
Since when?
What do you mean, sir?
You called yourself Marquand in Augusta.
I tell you my name is Whiteman, sir. Oliver J. Whiteman of Charleston, South Carolina.
I beg your pardon. Obviously, I've made a mistake. It's a pity you're not Colonel Marquand, because I've got something which I think belongs to him.
What?
But, of course, if your name is Whiteman, sir, then...
What have you got that belongs to Colonel Marquand?
This.
What is it?
What does it look like?
Well, it looks like a piece of cord.
That was the sixth episode of the Francis Durbridge serial, Paul Temple and the Sullivan Mystery, with Crawford Logan as Paul Temple and Gerda Stevenson as Steve. Others taking part were Richard Greenwood, John Paul Hurley, Eliza Langland, Angus McInnes, Wendy Seeger, Gareth Thomas, and Nick Underwood. The production was by Patrick Rayner.